Last spring, as the nation prepared for the war in Iraq, I went out to St. Charles, Missouri, to see what people there might be thinking about what was happening in the world. And we just called some of them back to see what they make of events of this past week. The report that no stocks of weapons of mass destruction have been found in Iraq after 3 months of searching, and the poll, which indicates that the American people are no longer confident that the president will make the right decisions on foreign policy or on the economy. St. Charles is a mostly suburban community across the river from St. Louis. The mayor, Patricia York, was re-elected last spring. When we first met her, her son had just been called up and sent to Iraq. She wore a duplicate of his dog tags on a silver chain, and tears came to her eyes when she talked about him, so the first question was obvious. Mayor York, let me ask you first of all how your son is doing.
He is doing well, thank you for asking. He is back home now and is actually back at work now as a police officer. And as emotional as it was to see him go, it was 10 times the emotion to see him come home.
St. Charles is in one of the most Republican counties in Missouri. The president has visited several times, and support for him has not wavered, the mayor says.
Here, people supported the war for many and varied reasons, not just finding weapons of mass destruction, but feelings that this was a country in dire need of help, and that if Americans can step up and help, that that's what we're going to do.
On one of the trips to St. Charles, we visited the Sunrise Rotary Club, and after breakfast, they let me ask questions. That's where I met the vice president of the local branch of First Bank, Lee Koch. In the spring, he told us he felt the U.S. should involve other countries in Iraq to share the responsibility and the cost. I asked him this week what he thinks of the latest cost figure the president's proposed, $87 billion.
That's a lot of money. It's probably an unavoidable expense at this point. I don't think that it benefits either the United States security or the security of the world to leave the job half finished. Since the allies and the coalition are not lining up to write checks, I guess that means the burden will fall on us.
I also asked our banker friend what he thinks of the president's management of the economy. St. Charles is a relatively prosperous place, he said, but he worries that the president's prescription for the national economy isn't working.
I don't think that the tax cuts will really do anything significant. My personal taxes haven't been cut much at all. I don't know many people who have received a significant tax cut.
Well, somebody must have gotten one. It was a lot of money.
Well, I think what I've read is that close to half of the benefits are flowing through to the upper 1 or 2 or 5% of all income earners in the United States. So that would be where the bulk of the money went, apparently.
Another Rotarian we met last spring told us then, in very strong terms, that he didn't think the president's reasons for going to war in Iraq made sense. Mike Snyder works in the aerospace industry. Last spring, he said he didn't believe Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and this week, he says, he has even less confidence in the president's ability to handle the rebuilding of Iraq and the rebuilding of the U.S. economy.
I have a much stronger distrust of him. I don't believe him to be a man of truth. If he states so emphatically that there are weapons of mass destruction and this is why we're going in and they're not there. So what was the reason why we went in? To me, it brings his credibility to question. I don't see great leadership coming out of Washington. The economy is not rebounding like it should be, and we keep pouring more and more money into Iraq.
Where do you see the situation in Iraq going?
I would say welcome to Vietnam. I don't see that it's going to go much of anywhere for any time soon. I see a long-term engagement there, and our presence is just going to continue to create anger and animosity in the region. It's going to take a lot of money to do any infrastructure rebuilding. Meanwhile, this country is going to go further in debt to supply that money.
Iraq and the economy are still the big issues in St. Charles. But the economy has moved into first place, according to Mayor Patricia York. Jobs for young people are a concern, she says, and people are cautious about spending.
As Americans, we want instant gratification. I think everybody thought, well, you know, we'll go to war, that'll change the economy. The war will be over, that will change the economy. We'll lower interest rates, that will change the economy. I think the general consensus here is that Bush is doing all he can. I think people are grumbling a little bit that if you're going to make it work right now.
The word from St. Charles, Missouri. Our thanks to Mayor York and to Lee Koch and Mike Snyder.